special effects encompasses, you know, bullet hits, simulated explosions, and war smoke, and all that kind of, you know, all those kind of effects. But it's just part of what we do. But this film being a war film, then yeah, it's going to be, it's all about the bullet hits, all about the explosions, you know, creating the environment which is smoky, and we do a bit of rain as well because obviously it was very wet in on the Western Front. So yeah, pyro is part of it, but it's not all of it. But it's a good fun part of it.
How do you make it rain?
Well, rain is, depending on the size of the scene, it can be as simple as we use large stands, the same as what the lighting department used to hold up cutters and lights, but we put like mini sprinkler heads up on them, and so we get them up high, and some of them are as simple as running off, you know, garden hose sort of, you know, style fittings, and then for bigger rain we use boom lifts and cranes, and we have what's called a, it's called a cellar nozzle, and it's used in firefighting, but we use it for rain because it creates a bit large circle of heavy rain, and it's, you can do it from, you know, one rain head, and if we have a really large scene, it could be multiple cranes. On this show, because a lot of it is set in the trenches, we don't need to use, you know, the larger cranes and the larger equipment, but we still do have quite a few rain scenes, so yeah.
Dan, I imagine a lot of people have a vision in their mind that these days everything is done via computers when you talk about movies. So how much of your work is actually traditional special effects?
Yeah, well, we call ourselves special effects as opposed to visual effects. So the visual effects department, what they're doing is creating something, or sometimes they're using what we do and put it into another shot. So using an element of what we're doing and putting into a shot where they couldn't actually have it. But we work pretty closely with visual effects. What they do is really important in filmmaking these days, but what we do is what we call physical effects. So if it's got to be raining, it will be raining. If it's smoke, it's real smoke. If it's an explosion, it's a real explosion. If a car rolls over, it really did roll over, and we help the stunt department build rigs to make them roll over. But like I said, we work pretty closely with visual effects because when we build a rig that can't quite totally solve the problem, they might paint parts of the rig out so that it looks like it's actually happening without the steel arm that's holding the car that's flipping, or they put rain into a scene that was too expensive to do rain because it's such a wide shot. They might take an element of rain shot against black and then they'll put it into a wide shot. So yeah, we do work with visual effects, but we call ourselves real effects or physical effects.
And some of the real effects in this movie are going to be people dying from bullet wounds. So how do you do that? How do you do the gunfight?
Yeah, well, we use a squib hit. We could call them squibs. That's just sort of industry terminology. But they're very, very small explosive charges. They are real explosives. And we have a special rig that goes onto the costume with protective plates and padding. And then the actor gets wired in. And so they might have a wire running down the leg, or sometimes we have remote systems. And on top of the little explosive charge, we have little blood bags. And then we pre-weaken the costume. And so when we fire that, the little explosive charge will break the blood bag and also break the costume, and that's when you see the blood sort of spurting out. So, yeah, it's part of what we do.